Time magazine has labeled the following people Man of the Year. Adolf Hitler was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938, and Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II, 405,000 of whom were American soldiers, and 12 million of whom were exterminated through the Holocaust. Joseph Stalin was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942. Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union who was responsible for killing 20 million of his own citizens. President Franklin Roosevelt referred to Stalin as a kind Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. Stalin said, "America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. Its patriotism, its morality, and its spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within." Nikita Khrushchev was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1957. Nikita Khrushchev was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Joseph Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition, and his leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War was so dangerous he had to be removed by his subordinates. Nikita Khrushchev said, "We don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within." Richard Nixon was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1971. We all know Nixon was to be impeached due to his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Henry Kissinger was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1972. Kissinger is a known globalist in support of a new world order. And Bob Chapman, editor of the International Forecaster, who spent 3 years in the United States Army counterintelligence, said that Kissinger is a known pedophile in other countries. He quoted the cover of Italy's Osservatore Romano as stating, "Henry Kissinger's in town, hide your children." And of course, America, you wouldn't see that kind of a headline here. Kissinger was also quoted as saying, "Of your military, America, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy." Ayatollah Khomeini was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1979. The Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. The Ayatollah came to power as a part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. Using the youth, he headed a mass campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents, as well as their families, close friends, and anyone who was accused of insufficient Islamic behavior. President Reagan criticized Khomeini as a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of people, calling its executions. Mikhail Gorbachev was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1987 and 1989. Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years and eventually became the head of the Soviet Union until its dissolution in 1991. He is a self-proclaimed atheist, and his globalist ideology is being taught in over 10,000 American schools through his socialized program called GLOBE. And now we come to Barack Hussein Obama, declared Person of the Year by Time in 2008 and 2012. Time changed the title from Man of the Year to Person of the Year in 1999. Barack Hussein Obama has been the most destructive president in America. He is known as the most biblically hostile president. He's attempted to attack the foundations of America over and over, to tear down the Constitution, and attempt to recreate it in his own image. He has been labeled America's first gay president, is a shameless advocate of the murder of children in the womb, even attempting to force private institutions to fund it, and has abused his power over and over in an attempt to strip American citizens of their Second Amendment right to bear arms.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community. And I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to show you today, if you haven't seen this, this is really, truly insane. Did you see that American publications have actually produced tyrants over and over again throughout the years as the men of the year? I mean, for example, we have Joseph Stalin right here. This is stuff, again, that you cannot make up. Well, some people might even say, Bradley, they're the men of the year because of the crimes that they committed. Oh, okay. So now we're a country that highlights the crime rather than judgment upon the heads of the criminals. Is that what we're talking about here? I mean, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? But again, we got Joseph Stalin responsible for murdering millions of his own people. Somehow or another, he was Time's Man of the Year, or Time Man of the Year. We also had none other than Adolf Hitler. He was the Man of the Year as well. No joke. You got to ask yourself the question why that is. Why are American publications, why are they spreading propaganda? Why are they spreading this sort of news? Because this is the image of the New World Order. That's why people haven't caught on to this. I mean, folks, this is what you call shooting for the floor rather than shooting for the stars. I mean, this is the imagery, friends, of the minions of the devil himself. What are these people responsible for? Here's the Man of the Year, Time Magazine, Mao Zedong. I mean, folks, look at this. You can't, over and over again, it wasn't just once. It was over and over again. You can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's just go fast forward. Because, you know, I believe it was Obama, I'm sorry, not Trump, not quite yet, but Time Magazine called Barack Obama the person of the year, the very first time. It was the person of the year. So they began to water down the definition of men because they knew exactly what they were going to be transitioning into because they're going to try to create hate crimes against anybody that speaks out against what you see in front of your eyes. They want you to pretend with them, and if you don't, then they want to criminalize you. But here's the person of the year. This is Barack Obama. Let's go back just a little bit. Here's this little Nazi, Zelensky. He was the person of the year. He's also a sodomite. We played the videos of him and his sodomite friends committing abominable acts on video, and even as a comedian. And you all the while know, friends, that he was an actor before he somehow mysteriously became the prime minister of Ukraine. You all knew that, though, right? I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here, right? Because, again, this is the kind of stuff no one can make up. And yet these are the kind of people that they want to keep in front of us. Why do they want to keep these kind of people in front of us? Again, friends, because it's all the process. It's all in process of continuously dumbing down the people. And if we don't want to learn again from history, friends, we're going to learn it. And I'll tell you what, they've kept this stuff in front of our faces for a long, long time. There's a brand new article, as a matter of fact, out recently where they're talking about giving Ukraine another package. In other words, stealing more money from the taxpayers here in America to give more to the Ukrainians. What they're doing, friends, and again, if you're not paying attention, let me help you. They're building up their army. You better ask the question as to what they're building that army up for. And again, keep in mind, Zelensky, the man of the year, he is a known Nazi. He's also a sodomite and, again, turned president from actor. Well, boy, that sounds real familiar, doesn't it? I mean, person of the year. You know, one of the things I was asking the question the other day, and I just proposed the same question to you. You know, has anybody ever asked themselves the question, how did Donald Trump, what did he do that was so significant that got him to the position where he is today? I mean, you have to answer the question. I can't answer it for you. What did he ever do? I mean, it's kind of like the Kardashians, right? They just put the cameras on him. And all of a sudden, everybody knew who they were. I mean, I think the only person that ever called him out for the truth of the matter was Barbara Walters when she looked at the Kardashians and said, well, what are you famous for? What kind of talents do you have? It's not like you really have any gifts or talents. I'm just curious. The same thing goes for this guy who they're trying to put back into the office of the presidency of the United States of America. You know that just recently he was here in the state of Minnesota, in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And what's crazy about it is he's talking to the people and just telling the Christians, just get out there and vote. You don't have to worry about it again for the next 4 years. We've got it. It's going to be so easy. Saying all of the same things that he said during his first cycle on the presidential campaign trail, before he became the said president of corporate America, 1871. Do a little homework there. Google it. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But it's interesting. He's saying that he's going to do it again. Well, folks, he didn't do it the first time. I don't want to get off track here, but the fact of the matter is, folks, why are they putting these men up as the person of the year? Well, I'm going to get to that. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to define who these people are so you can understand. Another thing I think people need to understand is when you look at what's going on in America today, here's this sellout, again, sold to the American people as a godly man. And of course, I'm talking about Mike Johnson here, which nothing can be further from the truth. He's another sellout. Ask anybody from his state. Ask people that have taken the time to pull back his record and judging him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16-20. And you're going to find out that Mike Johnson is a sellout. He is a Judas goat, just like the rest of those that are in office that are selling you out. Well, Bradley, that's far-fetched. You're saying all of them. No, I am saying that. But let's get to Mike Johnson first. And I want you to go ahead and check this out. Here's Mike
Benjamin
Johnson.
Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel. Thank you.
Mike Johnson introduced Benjamin Netanyahu, okay? Now, before we get to Benjamin Netanyahu, I want you to understand something, that during the pandemic, during the crisis that was created over the last 3.5 years, the people in Israel, 75% of the people in Israel refused to get vaccinated. Anybody know why? Because they knew it was a genocide. Anybody know why that they brought forth the articles of impeachment against Benjamin Netanyahu, who's being praised here in America but hated over there in Israel? Because the people took the time to know the difference. But what's interesting, over here in America, friends, he got 58 standing ovations by your said representatives. You better ask the question as to why. We're going to get into Netanyahu, the men of the year, and we're going to get back over to Trump as well, friends. We'll be right back in just
a
moment.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, I want to make point in reference to the fact that Jesus Christ and Him alone is the standard here, okay? He is the standard. Read John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. 1 Timothy 2:5. There's only one mediator between God and man. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Acts 4:12. Follow me as I follow Christ, said Paul, the inspired writer by the Holy Ghost who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 11:1. I just want to make clear you all understand who the standard is here, because the more you look at Christ, the more that you can see the fallen all around, okay? And that's why I always hold forth the word of truth, because it's the word of truth that sets men free, John 8:32. We'll get to more of that in just a couple minutes, too. I wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, folks, and you're listening to us on radio right now, we have 160 affiliates across the country. Please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top, SOL Radio Live, SOL Radio Live. Again, go to the top of that page, subscribe. Also over on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com as well. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. OK, Okay? Period. Exclamation. I wanted to let you know, here is the book. I just shared this with everybody on my Saturday show. We got the brand new book. It's coming out. Boy, friends, we've gone through this book nine times. It's called The Children of the Apostate, and it is a reader. If you are one that's in the dark and you're looking for the light, I'm telling you what, this is all premised on the Word of God, and first and foremost, the testimony, which is the gift of prophecy. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, and that's exactly what this is. I promise you folks, any of the books that we're selling here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I can promise you it is counter to what you're hearing out there in the American version of the Children of the Apostates, because the cross is all over everything that we're highlighting here. Again, it's called Children of the Apostate. Hopefully it's going to be out in the next couple weeks. The printer has it. It is a go. We've given them the green light. Again, The Children of the Apostate. So let's get back to this. Again, I want to get to the meat and bones of what we're talking about here. Mike Johnson, just this last week, Mike Johnson's he is an absolute Judas goat. He is out. He's kissing the American people as he's selling them down the river. I can tell you as a fact, there is nobody in what you see on the television that's not a part of the program, friends. They're extorted men. They're selling you down the river. And the fact of the matter is, this is all between you and the Lord. Okay, making clear again, this is between you and the Lord. But I do want you to put this in the light of day, in understanding before Scripture, and understanding of men of God. And what comes to my aid right now is John Calvin. He said, when God means to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. In this country, we receive our rights from God. Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us. We do not work for them. Notice what Calvin said. When God means to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. And see, this is what is happening in this country. People think that we have rulers. People in America think we have leaders. No, we do not. No, we do not. I would love for someone to prove that, but all day long, these are your leaders. Look at the leaders we have. Folks, they're assuming that you're following the lead, but the question is are you? A good portion of the people in America are today. Hey, kings will be tyrants from policy, that which undermines constitutional law, when subjects are rebels from principles. That's how they become wicked. Tyrants. And that's who you have now in place. And what's really sad to see, especially in this country, is when you sit back and you watch the American people actually support their own oppressors. That's exactly what's happening. It is exactly what is happening. So let me get back to this. I want you to see this for yourself. Mike Johnson just introduces none other than Netanyahu. And I want to show you some of the headlines here, friends, because people are protesting Netanyahu all over the world. And it's interesting that our said representative government in D.C., they gave him over 58 standing ovations. Yet outside of the building, they're being protested, and so is Netanyahu. For what? His crimes against humanity. Again, make distinction. This guy right here is the one that the American church has the people praising. And why is that? Because they haven't taken the time to know the Word of God for themselves. Read John 7:17. Go to 2 Timothy 2:15 and read it and know the Scripture for yourself, because Jesus himself told us to make distinction over and over again. Matthew 25, the sheep and the goats. John 8:44, making distinction between the children of Abraham and those that are not. Revelation 3:9, making the difference in distinction concerning the Jews of the Lord and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Also making distinction of who the Jewish people are in Romans 2:28 and 29. And why is that? Because the church, Christians, are to make distinction, making reference to Ezekiel 44:23. Read it when you get a moment, because we are to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. So let me go back. I want to play this video for you. This is none other than the traitor, and I'm talking about the Judas goat again, Mike Johnson, introducing none other than Netanyahu, and I'm going to show you some more fruit
Benjamin
here in just
Netanyahu,
a moment.
Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel. Thank you.
This is our representatives.
Okay.
Right? This is 58 times your said representatives gave him a standing ovation. As the world protests in Netanyahu. Why is that? Because what he says and what he does are two different stories. I want you to check this one out. This is Netanyahu as well. And I want you to listen carefully.
How many terrorists did you take out in Rafah? He gave me an exact number, 1,203. I asked him, how many civilians were killed? He said, Prime Minister, practically none, with the exception of a single incident where shrapnel from a bomb hit a Hamas weapons depot and unintentionally killed 24 people. The answer is practically none.
Wow.
You want to know why?
Because I'm just letting you hear the guy for a moment, okay? But I'll tell you what, people are in America are very angry about what took place here with Netanyahu. There's a headline here calling him a terrorist, okay? And if you remember right, friends, one of the questions that you have to ask yourself is, speaking of those that are terrorists or international war criminals, because Soros is among them, who admitted all of it, by the way. We've played that video for you. Henry Kissinger was another one of those. Why are all these people put in high positions in our government? And then we're supposed to sit back and take them for face value as if to suggest that they're legitimate. Well, who's highlighting these people? The mainstream media. Now, I want to go over to a young man named Richard Medhurst, and I'm not going to play all of this, but again, I want to let you know that people are very angry. As a matter of fact, this one woman here says Netanyahu gets standing ovations every few words, and then the acronym AIPAC dollars once spent as the real president. In other words, the American people were calling Benjamin Netanyahu the real president of the United States when he speaks, okay? But I want to go back to this, and I want you to hear this kid, and I want you to hear what he has to say about what just happened here in America.
I mean, that was absolutely disgusting. Every word that came out of that man's mouth was a lie. Did you notice how he presented his speech also? It's like he marches in with a bunch of orders. He says, well, you know, first of all, everything began on October 7th. We are the victims. Israelis are always the victims. Anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. If you say that Israel killed...
I want to stop there. Again, this is live radio, so if you want to know why I'm doing this, because it's my platform, and I want to make clear that you understand that when I was in Israel back in 1992, a lot of the stuff that you're seeing happen in America today, they were already doing it back in that back in 1992. Abortion was rampant. They were pushing the whole sodomite agenda. This is 10 years before they started doing that here in America. So for the people to look at Israel without making distinction, and those that call themselves the leaders that are giving voice to the agenda for a global order, you might want to take a step back and ask the question, is this what we're talking about when we're speaking of the children of God? No, not at all. Just the exact opposite. So again, I want to make clear that you understand that they're advocating what the Lord condemns over there. And the mainstream media is not going to feed you with the facts of the matter when it comes to who these people really are. So let's continue on here, and I'll let him finish his piece.
Kill civilians. If you say that Israel starved civilians, things that you've seen on video, seen with your own eyes, that's Hamas propaganda.
Okay, it's Hamas propaganda. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back, and we're going to pick it up from right there again as well, and I'll let it finish. And then I'm going to start giving you definitions of Time Magazine's Men of the Year. It's pretty insane, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, He is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, I'm going to continue on with this, friends. Scripture tells us in Ephesians 4:14, so that we are no longer children, spiritually immature, tossed back and forth like the ships on a stormy sea. This is amplified, which sometimes it is fantastic, and carried about by every wind of shifting doctrine, according to men, not Christ, right? And it says, by the cunning and trickery of unscrupulous men, by the deceitful scheming of people ready to do anything for personal profit. The Lord tells us to beware of these people. Hey, folks, with every crisis that's created, that's all you have to do is look at the pill in the jam to see who's profiting from the crisis that they created. Who profits from it? Remember George Bush over 202 times, friends, from the presidential bully pulpit back in the 90s. Out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Out of chaos, can we create a new world order? How many times have they said it? Oh, more than can be numbered, friends, truly. Let me go to 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. The Bible says, and no marvel, for Satan himself, the devil, is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their what? There it is again. According to what they do, according to their works, according to the fruit that they bear. All these men that I'm highlighting right now, friends, are wicked men. They're wicked men. Let's listen to Richard Medhurst and see what he has to say here, friends.
We drop text messages. We give them flyers. Come on, give us more bombs. Give us more bombs so we can finish the genocide faster. And then he says, help us fight Iran. Our wars are your wars. We're the good ones. They're evil. And then he says, here's my vision for Gaza. Here's my vision for the Middle East. I want more land by demilitarizing, meaning controlling Gaza. I want you to recognize the Syrian Golan Heights as being Israeli. I want more normalization with Arab traitors like Saudi Arabia. I want you to come and build military bases in the Middle East so you can defend Israel. Basically, do everything that I want. I own you. This man is a lunatic and a liar. Every word that came out of his mouth was a lie. He talks about babies in an attic. What babies? They don't exist. There are 20,000 children missing in Gaza. And then he says, how many civilian casualties? Practically none. Practically none. The lowest rate of civilian casualties. Next, he will tell us that 1 + 1 = 3. This man is a lunatic. And he says Israelis are refugees on their own land. What does that make Palestinians?
See, again, I guess it really what he's saying, friends, and more than anything is, again, what he's saying and what he is doing are two different stories. Now, let me go fast forward because this is the fastest radio show on national radio, okay? I want to go and show you a video. Tim Brown, morning show host from sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sent this over to me this afternoon. And he said, did you catch it? Because somebody caught this, and I want you to listen carefully. And I'm going to play this for you. I'll play it for you a couple times. Listen carefully to what he says.
And Christians get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm not Christian. I love you.
He says, I love you, Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm not Christian. Did anybody catch that, or is that just me? Because I heard it. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play it. Because
today, we're going to steal a new car while I'm on a test drive.
I caught what he said as well. And there was no getting away from that. It's like, okay, I heard that, Tim. I got it, Tim. I heard him say it.
I love you. Get out. You got it.
Okay, here, let's go ahead. Let's listen to this.
Get out and vote just this time.
Look at his platform. Charlie Kirk's, the sodomite advocator.
You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years. You know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm not Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
Same thing he said last time, friends. Same exact thing. And without getting into a whole diatribe of
all the
things that he said and what he did, again, which were two different. So remember he said he was going to eradicate the deficit? He added $27 trillion to the national deficit. Did you know that? Remember how he said he was going to drain the swamp? Did you know that he actually filled it? And the night before he left office, this is all the mainstream media telling you this. You're just not paying attention. At midnight, he was releasing federal felonious criminals from prison. And it's something for people to think about before I get into this next point as well. Isn't it interesting that what he said concerning what he was going to do to drain the swamp? Isn't it interesting that just the exact opposite? Remember, he released 14 counts of felonies on Rob Blagojevich from Illinois. Remember that Illinois? Do you remember that he released him? He said it was unfair what they did to him. 14 counts. Friends, 14, not one or two. 14 counts. Trump released him. Do you guys all realize that if he drained the swamp, there would have never been no Joe Biden? Do you realize if he drained the swamp, Hillary Clinton wouldn't be out there driving more opposition as they control the opposition by leading it, say it the communists, by calling and equating Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler? How come he didn't prosecute her the way that he said he was going to do? Why did he say the first 41 seconds that we owe a major debt of gratitude? Americans owe a major debt of gratitude to Hillary Clinton for her service to our country. First 41 seconds. Just think, if he would have drained the swamp, friends, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. Joe Biden would have never had an opportunity to go ahead and be the next point man that they put in the office through voter fraud.
Same thing with that whorish woman, both in the natural and the spiritual, 1 Corinthians 2:14, Kamala Harris. This is all propaganda. And as long as you keep playing to this, up to the show that must go on concerning the clowns in the circus of politics, they're going to continuously do it. Health Impact News just highlighted this. Look at this. What might Donald Trump's cabinet look like the second term? Would he drain the swamp or fill it back up? Well, just look at J.D. Vance. I mean, my goodness, friends, there's more information coming out on this guy day by day. There's nothing good about him. He's an investor into big pharma companies. So why would it be the unthinkable for the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, to appoint a guy like that as the vice president of the United States of America? Oh, and did you know that there are now people, and I need you to see this, because this is pretty insane, but it's very telling. And what it is it basically comes back to, and you know what? I need to, as a matter of fact, we're doing live radio, so just hold on a second, folks. It happens every once in a while during a live broadcast. But I want you to see this because it's important that you do, because not only are they forecasting another crisis, but I want you to see where they're going with this. This is what a totalitarian system of government does when they don't get their way. This guy right here, look at this. And again, this is not, no one's making this up. You can see it for yourself. The LibertyDaily.com, this lunatic right here, again, this is what totalitarian governments do. Vax advocate Peter Hotez calls for the use of police, military against anti-vaccine aggression. And they did exactly what I said they would do. They would blame those that did not receive the experimental jab, where now 20 million people are counted dead because of the experimental jab. I told you what they would do, friends, is they would blame the unvaccinated for the crimes that they're guilty of. And if you put that up against Revelation 12:10, it's exactly what Satan does. He's the accuser of the brethren. If you go back to Joseph Goebbels, a minion of hell who's now in hell where he belongs, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched and the fire is continuously salted for eternity. It's interesting. He's the one that said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. That's exactly what they're doing. Folks, you need to understand these are also the same people that mean to disarm you. Just for the record. Again, just for the record, because I just shared with one of my friends the other day, I don't like when people are lied to. I don't like to be lied to. I don't like when you're lied to neither. But again, it shows you how far they're willing to go in an attempt to justify themselves. Okay? That's why they want to disarm you. That's why they're creating all of these unconstitutional agencies. That's why they're arming those unconstitutional agencies for the next crisis so they can do what they want to do by force and eradicating and genociding a massive amount of people like they did over the last 3.5 years, which I believe, hands down, most people are very well aware of. And you know what's crazy? I said it earlier. Now the people are out there supporting their oppressor. I think the people out there have forgotten that Donald Trump is the one that opened the curtain and opened the floodgate of big pharma on the people, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis. He called himself the father of the vaccine. This is the guy that's on the presidential campaign trail advocating what God clearly condemns on so many different fronts. And yet he calls himself the father of the vaccine and he tells the people to get out there and get their shots. And they boo him, but they keep supporting him. Oh, it's the short-term memories of the American people. This is how the bad guys get away with the things that the bad guys get away with. And here we are. I want to get back to this because I was highlighting this at the beginning of the show, and we are going to get to it. Isn't it interesting that American publications are highlighting these war criminals, those that are responsible for massive genocide? Isn't that crazy? It really is. And Americans still haven't put two and two together. Same thing happening over in Ukraine right now. And they're talking about putting another package together. Here's the guy right here, speaking of war criminals against their own people. This is Barack Hussein Obama. They called him the person of the year. And what's interesting is that guy was only in office only 142 days. He ran against a friend of mine, Alan Keyes, for the Senate. Alan Keyes is he's a genius. Just spanked Obama in front of the world. And it's interesting, somehow or another, he won that seat. But for 142 days, did you know that Obama voted over 200 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb in America before they had an opportunity to leave the womb? Yeah, so we're talking about war criminals. We're going to come right back to this in just a moment.
Radio platform, because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Schiff, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival.
See, this is why I'm making distinction. The Lord said make distinction.
And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let's get to this, because I've got much to cover, so you guys can learn from history, because history is once again repeating itself. And I don't think anybody really wants that to happen, but what happens is when you don't do anything, history does repeat itself. And I've said it 1,000 times, the people that you want in office, friends, are not the ones that you want in office, really. Let's go to Time Magazine, Adolf Hitler. Did you know that he was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938? Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II. You know, can I stop right there? Do you guys all know this, especially because there's a lot of people online right now? Do you guys know, especially new viewers and new listeners, did you know that Prescott Bush, the father of George Bush Sr., and the grandfather to George Bush Jr., did you know that he was actually indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war? So you had politicians in America aiding Adolf Hitler while your boys were over there dying, fighting against the likes of an Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich. 405,399 men fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrants that your politicians here in America were aiding and abetting. That's called treason, Article 3, Section 3. And just think, what happened during September 11, 2001? Wow, that looks like what took place in Adolf Hitler's day. It's exactly what happened during Adolf Hitler's day in so many different ways. He attacks his own Reichstag, and then he accuses his political opposition. The boys in Germany were spent fighting off Adolf Hitler's political opposition until the people of Germany figured out, wait a second, we've been lied to. Same thing with Benito Mussolini. Same thing with any other dictator. Same thing happened under George W. Bush, friends. After September 11th, what did they do? They attacked Iraq. Iraq had nothing to do with it. Well, you know, Bradley, but there was a Saddam Hussein. Wait a second. Rumsfeld and the CIA were propping up Saddam Hussein until they didn't need him anymore. And then they went in and killed over a million innocent Iraqis. And in the process of doing so, they made over $34 billion off the ignorance of the American people that sent their kids to go kill a bunch of innocent people in the first place. Hey, folks, here's the thing that you all need to understand. You better stand on the right side, not your side, not the majority side, but the Lord's side. And the Word of God is very clear when he says that you are to be impartial in judgment. Right is right, even if everybody's against it. It matters not. You know what's right, and you better hold to it. Because when you act right, guess what? You are right. And that's what Americans need to do. Speaking of Iraq, did you know that there was only one publication that was speaking out against the war, telling the American people the truth? And every single one of the national outlets, and I'm talking about the mainstream media, every single one of them, including Fox to MSNBC, they were all pushing the war for the war in Iraq. I want you to think about, isn't it interesting how the media is always there dividing people against each other, but when there's an agenda to push forward, they unite? Wow, friends. Wow. That's craziness, isn't it? Joseph Stalin was declared Time Man's Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942, not just once. They had to put him up twice, friends. Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union who was responsible for killing up to 40 to 60 million of his own people. As a matter of fact, President Roosevelt in America referred to Stalin as kind old Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. No joke. No joke. Nikita Khrushchev was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1957. Nikita was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition, and his leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War was so dangerous he had to be removed by his subordinates. Nikita Khrushchev said of America, Time's Man of the Year, we don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within. You know how that happens? By departing from the Word of God. That's it. Wickedly departing from the Word of God. That's why America's in trouble. You want the rubber to meet the road, folks? There it is. America's in trouble because they have revolted from the living God, period. That's why I wrote the book, Children of the Apostates. If you're in the dark and you're looking for the Christ, I'm telling you what, that's the book you need, okay? All fingers point to the Christ and the cross, not one without the other. Richard Nixon was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1971. And we all know Nixon was to be impeached due to his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal. Most people don't know that Watergate was what they talked about concerning how they were spying on each other. That was all a diversion concerning what was really going on. They were covering up a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. concerning the politicians. That's the truth that they wanted to hide. Just like Monica Lewinsky with Bill Clinton and his infidelity. That's not why he was being impeached, friends. He was being impeached because he was, in fact, Bill Clinton was selling military secrets to the Chinese. Most people didn't know that. No, of course they didn't. Ayatollah Khomeini was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1979. The Ayatollah Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. The Ayatollah came to power as a part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy, using the young people. He headed a massive campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents, as well as their families, close friends, and anyone accused of insufficient Islamic behavior. President Ronald Reagan criticized Khomeini as a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of his people, calling for its executions. Well, then why, in fact, was he the man of the year? Okay. Why are they giving these maniacs all this attention? Let's go to, again, Barack Hussein Obama was declared person of the year. This little effeminate sodomite, pansy, literally, no joke. And we know he's a foreigner because he told you so right after his criminal tenure in office when he gave you the finger over 1,163 times. That's a fact. There's no speculation there, right? They called him the time the person of the year both in 2008 and 2012. Again, Time changed the title from Man of the Year to the Person of the Year in 1999. This is how they water down history, friends. You've heard that saying, I'm sure. History is written by men who hung heroes. Yeah, that's what people on this earth allow, and there's no reason for it. Having the Lord's will being done on this earth as it is in heaven requires us to keep his commandments. Not only to reprove the darkness, but to also enforce the law. We are the law, Americans, and to bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9. Without that, you will lose your country. Justice guards our liberties, it says right under Moses, above the heads of the Supreme Court and justices in Washington, D.C. Justice. America, if you don't know the law, you can't bring forth justice. And if you want to know why you're in trouble, read Proverbs 21, verse 7. Because you fail to bring forth justice, the Bible says you will be destroyed. Yeah, you're being entertained out of your freedoms. You know what the word tain entertain means? It means to stop from entering in. So as long as you're looking for someone else to do for you what God has commanded you to do, this is what you get, and you're going to get more of it, okay? But again, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, he's known as the most biblically hostile criminal president. He's attempted to attack the foundations of America over and over again, tear down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in his own ungodly image. He's been labeled America's first gay president. By the way, Donald Trump has called himself America's gayest president in history. His wife is out there right now doing fundraisers with log cabin conservatives. They're sodomites that call themselves conservatives. That's, again, why I call today's conservatives yesterday's liberals. Why? Because they're good for nothing. Matthew 5:13, but to be trodden under the foot of men. That's where we're at. But here's the good news. I got 1 minute. You can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time, and you cannot fool my Father at any time. Hey, folks, the seed of the righteous are forever. The Church of Jesus Christ, listen to me, devil. Listen to me, Satan, in Jesus' name. Listen carefully. The church is going nowhere. Bad men, wicked men will never create a world without my Father. It is never going to happen. Get that into your knuckleheads today and repent. Matthew 3:2. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.